Nothing heard. KC8YVF, Ron. 7-3 Ron at ADRL, Dave. Stand by.
Thanks again, Dave. Yeah, Bob the Leaves, I worked yesterday for a couple hours again. Picking up the leaves, got as many as I could with the riding lawnmower, and then I went back with the push lawnmower and got it. Basically, so there wasn't a leaf in my yard, but I knew that wasn't going to last because the neighbor's tree in the backyard still isn't down yet. So I looked out there today, and my backyard's covered again. So I won't get to it until next weekend and over the holidays. So that means I'll probably be out there in rain, snow, or whatever we're supposed to get and cleaning up the last of them. So nothing more I can do. Then last night went out to down to a Spirit hockey game. The boss gave me his tickets. He wasn't going to be there for this weekend or next weekend. So actually I got both. So invited a friend of mine and his son, and my grandson and I went down to the hockey game last night. Unfortunately, they didn't do very well, but it was a good night. And then my daughter and son-in-law and the two kids are going to go next weekend, take the tickets for next week. So to give them a chance to get out and do something. So today, starting to get the Christmas lights up. I got them up around the upper part of the house and the bulk of the down part, the bushes and things like that. I'll work on it at night over the next couple of nights here in between rain and snow or whatever else. Next weekend isn't supposed to be good. I normally don't turn mine on until December 1st, and I run them to January 1st. It's kind of been it. But I'm going to try and get some more stuff down from the attic out in the garage tonight that I need to get up and at least have them ready so I can get some stuff out tomorrow. I think tomorrow's still supposed to be an okay night. Don't care about the temperature, just as long as it's dry. I'm not out there trying to put stuff up in the rain or the snow. But other than that, like I said, just working on these computers. So I got like six of them I've got to do. I've got to install the software, Word and Excel, and Adobe Reader and WinLink on it. I got to go through and configure the WinLink on these. I'll take the other ones out of service. Only bad part about these that Jay said is they have to have a functioning battery to work. There are two batteries in each one. They are working. And he said, oh yeah, he said the great thing about these, they're cheap. They're only like $20. Well, I went online. I didn't find a battery for these for $20. Most of them are anywhere from $50 to $90 a piece. So if these go south, then these computers aren't going to work just off the power supply, supposedly. So we'll find out. We'll go from there at least and see what we get. But, yeah, they're nice touch screens as well. So you can do some things, start and stop programs. I'm trying to set them up so that we can do that. Screens aren't really big. They're 14-point-something screens, and the other ones we have were 15. Something that's a little smaller screen, but the bright point is the bright monitor that we can see in the trailer, because a lot of those with the lights on and that get washed out and start